All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org. This episode, we're doing a little CSM preview today. As this episode is released, a lot of you guys are going to be on planes, trains, and automobiles heading down to New Orleans. So this episode is going to really focus on getting you prepped for CSM, things you should definitely see, things you cannot absolutely miss, and maybe some things that you shouldn't do. I don't know. The first round is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, the single source for PTs seeking certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. That's BFR for the cool kids. And the equipment needed to apply it. Check them out online, OwensRecoveryScience.com. Johnny Owens and the guys from Owens Recovery Science will be at CSM.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
Welcome to PT Pinecast, and no stranger to the program, joined today with CSM Guru. I just gave her that title. She had no idea I was doing
that. I know, Guru. That's a lot to live up to.
Sky Donovan. Sky, welcome to the show.
Why, thank you.
We are preparing. We're starting to get the hype machine really cranked. People are starting to post things on social media when they're flying in for the pre-con courses. As we record this on Monday, a lot of people are going to be listening to this on Wednesday when they're actually traveling to CSM in New Orleans.
Which is a great idea, because if you don't prepare ahead of time, it can be completely overwhelming.
Yeah, my first CSM, I just figured I would just go and wing it. That doesn't really work, because then you wind up missing some stuff you really, really might want to see. If this is your first CSM, it is going to be bigger than you expect. I like to tell people it's like 18 different circuses happening at once. This will be my third CSM. We were just discussing this before we started recording. I did Anaheim and San Antonio, and now New Orleans. Not bad locations for going to a conference. How many CSMs will this be for you?
Ooh, that's a good question. Probably 10 or 12, but this is my second round in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So, and I was remembering the last time I was in New Orleans, I ran the marathon on Sunday after I had been at CSM all week, which was probably not the smartest thing.
How'd that turn out?
I finished.
Well, you're alive and you finished.
Yes, but I was quite tired, but I packed a lot in that week for sure.
And that's the one thing I would probably lead off with is, let's say you want to do 20 things, probably realistically cut that down. Like whatever you think you're going to be able to fit in on a normal conference day, just from the sheer size of combined sections meeting, or you'll burn out. But I would say cut down on the list of things that you think that you'll be able to squeeze in, and really focus on the things that are very, very, very important to you to make sure you get those.
Right. And as you and I, you know, live this, you could be on your way to a session very well intentioned, and then you run into someone who you want to talk about your research project or your networking to help, you know, with your private practice, or it's just somebody that you are good friends with that lives on the other side of the country. So that kind of bumpability shouldn't be underestimated for how that will help you develop as a person. So those things are really important too.
Yeah, I like to bring that term back up. That bumpability is, if you've gone to a couple different conferences, you'll notice that there's a good set of people, a good percentage that go to a lot of these. You'll get caught in a good way bumping into people that you might only know that you're going to see once or twice a year. So, you know, walking past them in the hallway and not stopping for a minute, it's hard to do.
Yeah, and it's going to be, I'm very interested to see, I think it's going to be literal bumpability with 16,000 people trying to get through these hallways in the exhibit hall. Yeah.
Justin Moore, just on the show the day the therapy cap was repealed, and he brought that up. I mean, I know when we were in San Antonio, it was record-breaking at 15K, and now we're looking at 16K, and that was a week and a half ago. And I know some people are late planners. We might even get close to 17,000.
Yeah, which is a good problem to have. It's just we might be going back to New Orleans every 3 years because there's a very few amount of conference and convention right. centers that can hold that many people.
Right. And that's one thing that we can kind of let people in on is don't pick these locations, or I should say the APTA, not me. Sky and I aren't picking these locations, although we'd like to. They're not picking these locations based on a lot of things people think they are. It's just pure what cities can hold 17,000 people coming to crash there for a weekend.
Well, we will definitely leave our mark in New Orleans, I am sure.
Yeah. One thing I just wanted to make sure I got in before we started digging into what Sky and myself thinks you guys should definitely check out is one thing. I have no qualms about plugging this event that I'm throwing because it's for a great cause. This is Steve Gleason's Team Gleason. We're calling it Inspire. It's a party. Everything's included. I'm talking open bar, food from five-star restaurants in New Orleans, entertainment, a block party sponsored by Rock Tape, NFL players. We've got Zach Strief, Thomas Morstead, and Will Lutz. They all play for a little team called the New Orleans Saints. They're going to be just there hanging out. This is going down walking distance to the conference. I actually was doing some recon today. Hey, how far is my walk from my hotel to the Gleason party? It's 0.1 miles. We've taken over a bowling alley too. All the bowling you want to do, knock yourself out. It's called Fulton Alley. It's $99 all night with a promo code, which is PT Pinecast. You can check it out to grab your tickets. Promo code will not be valid at the door. Okay, you're going to pay full price of a door. So grab it now as you're on your way. It is ptpinecast.com where you can get your tickets, or you can go direct to teamgleason.org/birthday. And again, that promo code is ptpinecast. What's the other thing I left out? Yeah, the obstacle course. Blair Casey, one of Steve's right-hand guys, got Steve's wheelchair company to give us a couple chairs. Steve operates them with his eye gaze technologies, talking and driving the chair with his eyes. So you're going to be able to jump in one of those chairs and see what it's like to be using that equipment all day, every day. The 22nd Thursday night of CSM, 6:30 until they throw us out of Fulton Alley. I'm pumped.
It's going to be a great event. I'm really looking forward to it. And as a mom, I go bowling all the time. So I throw down the challenge to anyone who wants to bowl against me. But bowling, it costs me like $50 every time I go bowling. So to be able right. to give to a cause, have some libations and some food with friends, and to meet professional football players, I mean, come on.
Two things I forgot to mention. Yeah, that warm and fuzzy feeling knowing that your donation at the door is actually just, it's a donation, but you get all that stuff in return for it. Plus, Sharon Dunn and Justin Moore have already said they're going to be there. And Sharon has offered to help me figure out how to navigate my way through a crawfish boil. We're having a crawfish boil. I've never done it. That's included as well. I can't wait because I have no idea what I'm getting into.
And you're with a Louisiana native, so there's right. no better way to experience a crawfish boil.
All right, so now we've got that out of the way. Where do you begin, Sky? How do you start figuring out what we should do for the biggest dance in the world? Just so people know, CSM is the largest gathering of physical therapists in the world. How do we navigate this?
I think the most important thing for people when they're starting out is to actually download the app. Really helpful, and you can drag and drop your schedule. They will also send out alerts while you're at the conference. So if you're trying to run from one session all the way across the convention center to another one to get there to find out that it's been closed because it's already the seats are already full, they'll put that sort of information on the app. So I think that's really important. Likewise, they're going to also be doing live audio streams. So they'll put out announcements as to where the rooms are, where you can get the headphones and those kinds of things. So I think they're going by the wayside of not having people walk around with the books anymore.
Right.
So we're trying to save some trees, but the app it's very intuitive and it's very helpful as well.
It's a well done app. This one actually is intuitive, easy to use, and really is really, really helpful when you're in an environment like CSM.
You know, I kind of approach the meeting too. I have to look at it day by day and figure out what are my not to miss events. I sort of put those into my calendar first, and then I try to fill it in as I go. I think CSM, even for the seasoned APTA member, it can be overwhelming as well. But for new people, I think it's really overwhelming. So I was happy that you were kind of doing this little primer to different ways you can sort of approach CSM. You know, in terms of just like the brass tacks, so kickoff to CSM is Wednesday evening, unless you're there for a pre-conference course. So those are going on. Some of them are 2 days, so they're Tuesday and Wednesday, or some are just a one-day pre-conference, so those are Wednesday. But the official start of CSM is Wednesday evening, and that is the specialist recognition ceremony. So that is where they have everyone who has earned their specialization from all the different sections. They get all dressed up fancy and they walk across the stage to receive their certificate and pin. And then there is a reception afterwards. So that's your official sort of, that's where they start and kick off the whole 3-day extravaganza.
And that's one good point is a lot of people just think it starts on Thursday with a lot of people rolling into town on Wednesday, but that's a big deal for those people. All right, so we've got opening ceremonies. We've got the, that's all on Wednesday night. What else can't we miss?
The thing I also like to tell people is if you are, especially because I know a lot of students like to listen to your podcast, CSM is a monster and there's a lot of meetings that occur outside of the educational sessions that are wonderful to be able to attend. Some of them are closed, but there's some that are appropriate for students, and many of them serve breakfast and coffee.
Jackpot.
So look at your schedules and see. I mean, I know I personally have to be in a meeting at 6:30 a.m. on Thursday. So, but there's a few things that you can go to in the early mornings. Networking coffees, they have one where you get to meet with the APTA treasurer, which I think is a wonderful idea, and the CFO. There's another networking coffee that is broken down by the SIGs, the special interest groups. So if you're someone who wants to talk about the tactical athlete, you can go to a networking coffee with other people that share that same interest. And there's one also that talks about how to, if you are a specialist, a lot of the recertification process has changed. So if you are going to be going up for recertification, I would say within the next 3 years, that's probably something that you should think about going to. And that, like I said, all happens before any of the educational sessions kick off at 8.
I had no idea about that stuff. I think all those things I saw and just didn't think I was able to go. So I never really even looked into it.
Quite honestly, I was the same way, even though I was in a lot of these. I thought they were closed meetings. So like you can't just drop into a board meeting. For example,
right.
But a lot of these other things are open. So, and it's a great place to meet people as well, because they're smaller. So 8 right. a.m. is going to be your educational session. So on Thursday, there's a couple of great ones that I think are worth mentioning. And, you know, as a plug, I think people too often stay within their section. I fell into that trap. And then I, you know, sort of approached CSM in a different way where I said, if I'm an orthopedic physical therapist and I also am in education because I work at a university, I am often reading that literature. And usually those are my friends and people that I network with. So now I go to sections content that I have no business going to, like the acute care section or neuro rehab, because I don't hear that stuff every day. So it's good for me to within 2 hours hear what's the latest and greatest and what's going on.
Right.
So I've started kind of breaking into other sections. And I think there's probably some people who are new to CSM that go and they think I have to stay in my section.
Right.
So you can change lanes. You can even go into a seminar, and if you're not liking it or if you've heard it before, you can leave and go to another one.
That's loud.
But I mean, it's important to kind of mention those things because I think people, they don't know what to expect. And then you go in, and some of these rooms are ballrooms. So you're sitting in a room with 3,000 people. So you're going to get to know your neighbors very well.
Yeah. All right. Where are we going next?
So Thursday at 8 a.m. is the Anne Shumway Cook Lectureship. That is an award that's granted to someone who's made a significant contribution in the area of neurologic PT. So this year it's Stuart Bindard McLeod, and he's really going to talk about using bench to bedside. So using animal models to look at how we now look at individuals who have suffered a stroke. That's going to be a great one. At the same time, is also HPA, so Health Policy and Administration. They have a really great talk, and I know you and I kind of talked offline about this one too, about transforming society, which is in the mission of the APTA. So I was pleased that there was going to be this 2-hour session sort of talking about what does it mean from a population health perspective? Like how do we really transform? We say we do it, but how do we really do that?
We decided to do the CSM preview, and I literally just said, pick out 5 or 6 things that, you know, someone shouldn't miss. And then I went to the app and just started browsing. And the reason I also put this on my list was Mike Eisenhart and his kind of his crew that he's like kind of formulating. They're big in this, you know, ounce of prevention, pound of cure. I mean, Mike, you know, to his credit, pounds the drum saying, you know, medical expenditures in the U.S. surpass $3 trillion annually. We, as a profession, can lower that. And that's, like you said, in our mission statement, by transforming society. Great. How are we going to do it? So Mike's relentless in his pursuit of actually being able to do just that.
And I think, you know, it's funny, you probably didn't mean to do this, but I have to call you out for a kudos. That's one of the things I think that really comes through in CSM, is you see people who are very passionate about a particular subject. Whereas when you go to Next, great meeting, love that meeting, but it's broader topics.
Right.
Whereas CSM, people are in their sections and they're really hyper aware of issues that relate to them,
right,
and their practice area, and they're very passionate. So they're typically excellent talks that you're going to see.
Yeah. And Mike's talk right there, Thursday, the 22nd, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., room 238. Look that one up.
Oh, look at you. You're like the live app. I love it.
I'll be the color commentator.
And then I'm a total sucker because I practice in orthopedics, but also at 8 a.m. So now I'm, you know, trying to go to three things at the exact same time on Thursday. Is sports medicine secrets. So maybe this is something I'm not aware of. So I feel like I might be missing out. The heavy hitters here, you know, Stefania Bell's moderating the session, and we have Morcos and Lemoyne and Wong, you know, they're all fellows of the manual therapy club. So they will have a lot to say. And that usually will also have a really big draw because we have a lot of people that go to the sports and ortho section talks. So this is probably going to be a packed house.
Yeah, same time. And that one's going to be Hilton Riverside Grand Salon A. Again, if you had the app, you'd know this already.
Yeah. And you know, another little hack that I do sometimes, it doesn't replace being present in the room, but if you really have a pressing conflict where you have two sessions that you'd really like to go to, the handouts are online. So it, like I said, it doesn't substitute for being there, but it's a good way to kind of get a feel. Or if you're really, if you know, trying to make a decision, you can download the handouts ahead of time and look at them and see, should I really make sure that I'm here? Or do you think I can glean enough information from the handouts?
Right.
So then you get a nice little break. So there's no content any day. It's unopposed between 10 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good time to go to exhibit hall or grab a power nap or catch up with friends, because you won't have any educational sessions then. And then that happens again. There are no educational sessions between 1 and 3.
Yep.
So you can look at those as good brackets of time that you'll have to experience other parts of the conference.
You know, completely shameless plug there is during the entire day, I'll actually be recording live podcast episodes, whether it's opposed or unopposed in the expo hall. I'll be in there at booth 1305 with Arius. We'll be doing some great. We just released our schedule. Kyle Covington, Julie Weeb, Rich Willey, Sky Donovan going to be on the show again with Megan Brown. A lot of people going to come on the show. So booth 1305, come on by, say hi. Maybe you get on the show and kind of listen to, you know, how the fudge gets packed while it's being made.
So we'll now have an understanding why booth 1305 has like all the fanboys and fangirls standing around it. So this will be good.
It's not as believe me, look, watching this thing happen is it's not that exciting, but come on by. We got free stuff.
So then at 11 o'clock, there's a couple of things that I think are good to mention. If you are a person who wants to submit case report or wants to submit a full journal article, they always have a session with the various journal editors. So you can find out the tricks for submitting to JOSPT versus the Journal of PT Education versus pediatrics. So you can talk to those journal editors. So that's always a worthwhile session, I think.
I did not know that.
I also thought... Health Policy and Administration is having TEDSAL Catalyst talks at 11 o'clock too. They have four people listed. So for four people to go, you know, that's probably going to be 20 to 30 minute talks looking at world health. How does health impact our community both locally and globally?
Nice.
And then I have to go see my friends. So this is another thing. So my buddy Cole Galloway is doing a two-part series from 11 to 1 o'clock and then from 3 to 5 o'clock. And it is a co-sponsored section. So those are always really good ones too, because you get two perspectives.
Right.
So it's going to be neuro and peds, and it's Harnessed Life. So it's his body weight support system. So they're going to talk about how they use it for the older adult and how they also use it for children.
Sounds good. Yeah, I like when they bring in two different perspectives, you know, as you mentioned earlier, don't always stay in your lane. And that's what the co-presentation can do when it's two different sections presenting a talk or a session. you get multiple perspectives. And even if you are an orthopedic PT, you know, your patients still have nervous systems and maybe they're pediatric patients and so on. So it is good to get that dual role.
Yeah. And there's a great one also at 3 o'clock, the Silver Tsunami.
Yeah.
This is orthopedics and geriatrics sections are putting that on. So it's meeting the growing rehab challenges of the older adults. So that is going to be a great one.
Do want to say thanks for having us out to the booth. I forgot to mention booth 1305, Arius, our friends from Arius. They just find PTs jobs. So if you're looking maybe do a short-term assignment, 13 weeks in, I don't know, Hawaii, Alaska, Colorado, you want to ski, you want to surf, whatever you want to do, Arius can hook you guys up, AURIUSmedical.com. They will be on site to give you information about travel PT. And again, that's booth 1305. Giving away some stuff, we've got some Beats wireless headphones that you can win online at PTPinecast.com and enter to win. I think we're giving away 2 pairs of that. So see the lovely people from Arius who are skilled at getting you a job wherever you want to do PT. At booth 1305 or online at ariusmedical.com. See how I just slipped right into that live read and slipped right out?
It was fantastic.
In and out. We're done. Want to say thanks to Fox Rehabilitation for bringing you the PT Pinecast. Fox Rehabilitation is a clinician-owned and operated professional practice of full-time physical, occupational, and speech therapists across 15 states with more than 950 clinicians. Combined, we have more than 200 years of clinically excellent leadership. Our mission? To rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people, empowering our people to facilitate and provide clinically excellent care to our clients, allowing them to achieve what they once thought impossible. Are you a fit for Fox? Find out at foxrehab.org.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. What do we got coming up next?
Alumni happy hours. So meet all your friends who go to all different universities.
Yes.
So yeah, starting at about like 6 p.m. So the conference winds down at 5. There's no more sessions. So Thursday night, literally, it looks like you're on a college tour in one hallway.
Yeah.
So that's all in the extra activities. You can find those on the app. So that's always a really fun time.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to, you know, we have our own. So I'll go to the Marymount one. And then it's also PT Pub night. And then I'm going to go right onto the Gleason.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night's looking to be one of the loaded nights. And as much time as you think you have to socialize, know that you got to hit it pretty hard. You got to hit it pretty early and then get out early because next morning it starts all over again.
Right, 6:30 a.m.
All right, so we're at where? Friday now? Now that we've done all the happy hours and the Gleason party, you've got that on Thursday. We go to Friday.
One thing that I think is really interesting is people who are in the neuro section at 6:45. It's a really cool session that's called Move Forward and Say Yes. So again, they're going to feed you at the same time, but it's about using your strengths to build your career. So again, something that's totally relevant for people who just got their specialization degree. You know, if you're a student and you're really interested in neuro, I'm sure they're not going to kick you out. It is for people who have the specialization, but if it's something you're really interested in, talk to somebody on Thursday to see if they can get you in on Friday.
Right. That's cool.
At 8 a.m., though, I'm going to be going to, I think this is going to be a great talk. The acute care section is doing addressing compassion fatigue. So it's really talking about how the physical therapist, especially if you're in the ICU or in the hospital environment, how you cope with being caregivers. Right. And it's a joint session between a physical therapist and a licensed social worker.
That's a bunch of cool different perspectives at once. That's also the thing you get.
Yeah, I thought so too. You know, it's not something that I would normally go to, but I think that resonates with every physical therapist. So how can you sort of do some self-care to be able to prevent burnout so you can, you know, give the best care to your patients every single day? And then I always try to jump into HPA again because I love when they do their Medicare updates and rules, and especially with everything changing with the lift of the cap.
Yeah.
APTA works really hard to know these regulations like the back of their hand, and they sort of give it to you in a really consumable, user-friendly way. So it's a great way for me to not have to read all that stuff on my own.
Yeah. Another session at the exact same time, Friday, 8 a.m. Who? World Health Organization. Who? WHO's Rehab 2030. Emma Stokes, who, of course, is the president of the World Confederation of Physical Therapy, along with Rahman and Landry. They're doing a presentation on the World Health Organization. They published their World Report on Disability. They're going to break into that and seeing where physical therapy can improve some of the staggering statistics that came out of that report. That's going on Friday, 8 a.m. with Emma and friends. That's in the New Orleans Convention Center, 235.
And, you know, not to plug one person over the other, I'm trying to stay really unbiased, but for anybody that's listening, if you have not had the opportunity to hear Emma Stokes speak in person, do not miss it.
Yeah.
Because she's the president of the WCPT. So her perspective is completely different than the perspective that you would hear from someone who's at the American Physical Therapy Association. They're both in alignment, but really she helps you sort of broaden your mind as to what we're doing as professionals across the world. And she's extraordinarily eloquent. So she always leaves me with more questions than answers whenever I go to one of her talks. So they're really fantastic.
What else you seen on Friday?
Friday, then I'm going to probably hit some shoulder biomechanics at 11 o'clock because, mm-hmm. you know, you get James Andrews and Kevin Wilk in the same room with Mike Reinhold. Good things happen.
Yeah.
And then there is there's an invite that's going around on the Twitter.
Really?
Called The Crew, the KREWE. So that's a, you know, New Orleans reference for you. So they're looking to do this Council of Prevention, Health Promotion, and Wellness to try to look into becoming their own section. So they're having a meet and greet between 1 and 3 p.m. So this is something that's near and dear to my heart. So I'd love to kind of be there to support, to help brainstorm. And you know, I want to see who else of 16,000 people will be going to that to see if this can really garner some momentum.
Yeah. I like sort of things like this when a bunch of people say, you know what we should do, but then they actually get off their butt and they do it. They say, well, let's say many people agree with us, and if we're going to create your own section, you got to do some work. And people willing to do that, they're always, you know, they lead from the front and they say, we're going this way, and if you're coming with us, great. So good for these guys. I'm excited to see that happen.
The other thing that's really good on Friday is it's an ortho section talk, but it's go across all of the different sections in terms of relevance is Steve George and Daniel White, and they're doing platforms. So it's called Let's Talk About Pain Studies and Clinical Applications. So they're going to give you the sound bites only 15 minutes long. So they'll get to do eight of the eight most convincing and highest evidence studies of how physical therapy impacts pain and chronic pain interventions.
Is that it for your Friday? That sounds like a loaded Friday.
It is a loaded Friday. Plus, Friday's also the Pauline Sarrazoli lecture, which is an award given in the education section. So Jody Frost is given that one. So lot to do on Friday. And then on Friday evening is PT Pack, which I heard is sold out. So I was really glad that I got a ticket already.
Yeah, the PT Pack, I want to congratulate those guys for doing some great work. Of course, always at CSM and Next and all the events, but looking to be able to see the fruits of your labor, the Pack, of course, our lobbying arm of the APTA, and seeing that cap just a couple weeks ago be lifted. Good for those guys, Mike Matlack and a bunch of others, part of that and always kind of leading the way with the PT Pack.
I'm imagining it's going to be a wild party. So you have New Orleans, and then you have all of the great things that have just happened for the association in the past 2 weeks. So
I have a feeling we're going to just find random red coats just laying on Bourbon Street.
The Pack Eagles, yeah. You're probably right.
I'm not saying who's going to lose their red coat, but someone's not going home with a red coat.
I think you just created a hashtag.
Here we go. Where's my coat? How about Saturday? What are you looking forward to?
Well, Saturday, I got two presentations myself, but on Saturday morning is what every student needs to know about pain neuroscience education. And it's Adrian Lowe. So that's another, if you have the opportunity to hear him speak, that's a great, great talk to go to.
It's tough. It's tough competition when you have an event like CSM because you got Adrian Lowe. What time is his talk? It's 8, right?
8. Yeah.
At the exact same time, you've got Dan Rohn, Steve George, and Chad Cook doing on the duplicity of opioids for treatment of chronic pain. So you got two pain things going head to head, all heavy hitters. How do you decide?
Right. So, I mean, I think that's a great point. So that's why I say sort of like, you know, talk to people while you're there. Could it have been that you went to Steve George's platform sessions on the Friday between 3 and 5? So then you go to Adrian Lowe in the morning. It also honestly may come down to how early you get to that room.
Right. Yeah.
And if you get shut out of one, you may have to be prepared to go to the other one.
Yeah. But you're presenting, you're double dipping on Saturday.
Double dipping. You know, they gave me the money slots. I got 11 to 1 on Saturday and 3 to 5 on Saturday.
Nice. Nice. All right. So what's your 11 to 1? That's Beyond Fitness. And of course, the fit and fitness is the FIT principle, F-I-T-T. And you're with another friend of the show and a friend of the program, Marymount University, Megan Brown.
Yeah. So I'm basically going to promote Megan Brown. She has this amazing model that she uses in her physical therapy practice. And she also does wellness as well as yoga Pilates studio. So she has clients, not necessarily patients. And she's been coming in and co-teaching a course with me. And we've just sort of revamped how we teach the therapeutic exercise curriculum to the students. So we wanted to really, I like to call it more of a conversation than a presentation. We wanted to share with our colleagues to see what their thoughts were on how we're starting to try to approach this.
That's a good one. All right. So that's Saturday, 11 to 1, room 211. And then you're pivoting. Another friend of the show, another friend of the program that you're going to be with is Carrie, president of the section, Carrie Pagliano.
Yeah. So I'm really pleased to be presenting with Carrie. I never thought I would do a presentation in the women's health section, but there you go. But this is, again, it's talking about women's health questions are now on the NPTE. So this is the first year. So how do we kind of bring women's health and pelvic health content into a very packed curriculum already. The title is How to Avoid the Academic Bloat, because we're very cognizant of students want to learn a lot in the clinic. So how can we work, you know, potentially with our clinical instructors? How can we sort of put some content in places? What can we take out? So hopefully that'll be a heated discussion with I'm sure people will have lots of ideas about what can be taken out of the curriculum.
Yeah. And Carrie coming to her first CSM as president of the section of women's health. So that's exciting for her.
Yeah. It'll be great. I feel like I'm going to have to, be her handler or something like that.
what else are you looking to or Saturday or is that it?
I'm looking forward to passing out on Saturday evening after having gone to three very packed days.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to, sitting down and having some time with friends who are staying around till Sunday and then sort of just talking about the buzz and, you know, what we just experienced. You hit a low on that Sunday after CSM, but then you come back to work energized on Monday.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, I haven't done it yet. This is the first time I'm doing it. I say, stay the extra day because you're going all day Saturday. The thought of getting on an airplane and flying home that Saturday is exhausting. So if you are, kudos to you. But I always recommend, and now I'm finally doing it, is staying that extra day till Sunday. Plus, you're already in New Orleans. You already took the effort to get yourself and all your stuff there, and you're already settled. Dude, hang out in New Orleans for one more day.
Yeah, and you might meet some really interesting people. I found, and it will probably be true for New Orleans as well, because it's not one of the larger airports. There's a lot of people that are physically stuck there. They would have left on Saturday, but they can't.
Right.
So this is how I like wind up making new friends who live in like the Midwest or places with other small airports where there's only one flight a day. So they usually wind up hanging out. So it's a fun time to just sort of be relaxed because nobody has any presentations. You have instant conversation starters because you've both experienced the same thing. So it winds up, like you said, it's a real value add to be able to stay those extra, 12 hours or whatever.
We will, I'm going to put up on ptpinecast.com underneath this episode. I'll grab your notes, Sky, and I'll put up my notes of the things that we just talked about. So this way, if we were going too fast or if they don't feel like rewinding, they can see what we were talking about. But anything else you want to add? Any parting shot of wisdom for somebody who's headed to the big dance in New Orleans?
This is the parting shot. Powered by Optum.
Optum Manual Therapy offers a certification in orthopedic manual therapy and a manual therapy fellowship program.
Now with locations in Dallas,
San Antonio,
Houston,
Scottsdale,
and St. Louis.
If you want to be a certified orthopedic manual therapist or complete a fellowship in manual therapy,
visit them at optumfellowship.com.
Can I give a parting shot just to a specific population?
Yes.
Students. Do not spend all of your time in the exhibit hall.
when you said students, do not spend all of your time, I thought you were going to go with Bourbon Street.
Yeah, or that. And students, we're always watching you.
Yeah, that's true.
That's another one. I don't want to have to get you out of the clink. No, but I mean, the exhibit hall is wonderful to go. Everyone should visit. That's why, they have unopposed hours, but it can suck you in, man. You can't get all that free stuff home in your luggage.
You can't. And then eventually you're like, there is a limit to how many goniometers I should own.
Right. But what's cool is, as you mentioned, like it's a little bit more interactive this year. So go to 1305 and you can see a podcast.
Boom.
And maybe you'll be able to actually, are you taking questions at your booth?
Why not? Let's just do it. We'll take questions. I mean,
which, that's great, because CSM, on the flip side of why I don't like it, is you don't have as much opportunity to ask the speakers questions. But if you could go visit them while they're at a podcast, sure. You could.
Yeah, I mean, everybody that I'm looking at my list right now, Kyle Covington, Julie Weeb, Rich Willie, Prehab Guys, Movement Maestro, like everybody on the list, you know, you and Megan, everybody on that list is talking about something they're passionate and very, very knowledgeable about. So questions? Love it. Booth 1305. Heckle from the back. I'm used to it.
Yeah, I'm worried about you heckling at my talk, but that's okay.
I'll bring in the air horn or something, you know.
I love it.
One more thing we want to talk about is something a mutual friend of ours and a friend of the show, Brad Thuringer, and the APTA are doing.
Yeah, I'm into it because I know I put several miles on my feet whenever I'm at one of these meetings.
What we're doing is we're trying to raise $10,000 for an organization that Brad Thuringer, who's a PTA from the Great White North, he's put together called Shoes for Kids. The name says it all. Every time the APTA has a major conference, Brad is there. Never front and center, man. He's always the guy like doing the stuff behind the scenes in a great way. The name says it all. They get shoes for kids. They either take donations for money or they'll take a donation in the form of a new pair of athletic shoes for a kid. And this is a chance for you to literally use your feet to get some money for shoes for kids. And what it's called, Step to the Beat.
It's a combined effort with Brad that the APTA picked up on. So if they get 100 million steps, which they'll count if you use your own pedometer, or you know, you link it to this app, or you can manually enter it, they will donate the $10,000.
I'm looking at it right now on my phone. Right when I signed up 2-3 days ago, there was like 600 or so members. Right now, there's 928 members. And what you do is you download this app called MoveSpring. It's free. And then you go on there and you search for the campaign, which is Step to the Beat, hashtag Step for Kids. And that way, it'll use your phone and this app to collectively count how many steps that we are all getting together on the way for that 100 million mark. And then the 10K goes for shoes for kids. And that's going on the 22nd through the 24th. Any step you take, keep that phone with you. It'll count.
I mean, and I'm telling you, some of the hotels are a mile from the convention center. So
those hallways are huge.
And when you're staggering down Bourbon Street and you have your phone in your hand, it will be recording the steps.
Yeah, all right. And remember that there are cell phones everywhere. So if you're on Bourbon Street, PT students, everybody's got a camera with them. Keep that in mind. I know what you're thinking. Don't be thinking that.
I love it.
CSM going down. If you guys are listening on the way, can't wait to see you there. And again, another plug for that event Thursday night, Team Gleason. Check it out online at ptpinecast.com. Grab your tickets. It's all going to help a great organization. And I'd love to see you there. If you heard this episode and you're at the party, please say hi.
You know, practice your bowling game.
Practice your bowling game.
You can take down the president of the APTA.
Love it. See you there. CSM 2018 New Orleans. For Sky Donovan, I'm June McKay, and this is PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO June McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
The PT Pinecast is powered by Smart Tools, the next generation of instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. The fastest-growing approach to IASTM is Smart Tools, from high-quality American-made tools. Smart Tools. Find them online at smarttoolsplus.com. Our home on the internet.
PTPinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.